I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. I'm actually shocked by Meta's opposition statement to our proposal in the proxy. Every other company I've dealt with this season has at least tried to pretend they provide strong disclosure of their charitable donations, even though they don't. But Meta obviously doesn't care how they look. I actually laughed out loud when I read their response. The company says it publishes information about its charitable giving, quote, from time to time, end quote. And last year, the company said it made donations, quote, with the express purpose of benefiting society as a whole, end quote. That's so vague and indifferent. It's like the mom who asked her lazy teenage son what he learned in school today, and he grunts, stuff. And then when she asks him to clean his room, he replies, I'll get around to it, but he never does. Unfortunately, Mr. Zuckerberg, currently obsessed with virtual reality while shareholder value tanks, is the equivalent of that teenager. Shareholders are the helpless mom. And with the equivalent of well over 50% of voting shares, this teenager can do whatever the heck he wants. Scary, isn't it? This elitist oligarch is so comfortably in control that he doesn't have to worry about silly things like facts on his playground, which is Facebook, when they don't fit his narrative or agenda. After all, special people like Mr. Zuckerberg shouldn't have to put up with female U.S. senators who make common sense statements like biological men shouldn't play women's sports. And don't point out the hypocrisy of Meta paying almost $27 million last year for Mr. Zuckerberg's security and his carbon-belching private jet travel, while Facebook censors scientific truths about climate change alarmism. And quit whining about Facebook's throttling of the Hunter Biden laptop story, which Mr. Zuckerberg chalked up to a hack and leak operation. We don't need any damaging Biden facts spread on Facebook. And it's also why he conspired with Dr. Fauci to keep the truth about COVID, its origins, mask ineffectiveness, and the failed vaccines off the platform, while government health agencies' propaganda reigned supreme on Facebook. It's all drawn a couple of lawsuits from red states against Meta, Mr. Zuckerberg, but a couple $1 million for lawyers is pocket change for the CEO. Speaking of bucks, he came up with a whole new currency in 2020 called Zuckbucks. He distributed upwards of $400 million worth through NGOs, run by his radical veteran Obama administration pals, predominantly to get-out-the-vote operations in heavily Democratic districts in 2020 under cover of COVID. Voila, 81 million votes for Joe Biden, who drew lots of social distancing circles to his campaign events, but no crowds. I'd ask you to vote in favor of our resolution, but there's really no point. Like 2020, this election is rigged.